I was a strong supporter of Oahe from the day I got to Congress until I left. I grew up in the Dust Bowl days of the 30s. I've seen South Dakota when the sky was as black as midnight at high noon. I saw year after year the crops just wither and die. Mm-hmm. You'd see big, strong, muscular, middle-aged farmers weeping over the loss of their crops summer after summer. Just not enough rain, mm-hmm. not enough water. I've seen wells go dry. I've seen places in the state where there wasn't water for the cattle. I remember one time we were going out to Rapid City in our old Dodge car, and we somehow got low on water. It was hard to get anybody to give you any water. It was so scarce. And gas stations sometimes would have up signs. Sometimes the motels, no water. So I had a lasting and vivid impression of South Dakota. Short on water, short on rain, crops burning up, farmers' soil blowing away in the form of dust storms. And that drove me harder than anything else in my support for a Oahe or any kind of reasonable water usage in the state. And the other factor was that while it's generally known, we're right on the margin of what is needed to sustain crops. I think we're somewhere around 20 inches annual rainfall in the state. If it falls a little below that any time, even though you don't have the kind of droughts of which I've just spoken, you sometimes get a short crop, or you sometimes get a crop failure. So I felt that if we could harness the water of the Missouri in a way that was safe in terms of protecting the land against souring and so on, that that this was a good investment. There was still a third factor in my own case for favoring a Oahe, and that we had a compact understanding in the Oahe project. The Pick Sloan planned and envisioned that South Dakota would sacrifice some 500,000 acres of rich bottomland to provide reservoirs for these huge multiple-purpose dams. And the idea was that we would provide the land for the reservoirs to protect the states downstream against floods, but that in return for that, having given up 500,000 acres of land, we'd have benefits that would come to us, not so much in the form of flood control, which was primarily for the states downstream, but in the form of irrigation and in the form of hydroelectric power generation, which of course was made available throughout the Missouri basin. So it seemed to me, having kept our part of the bargain of providing the land, that we were entitled to some of the water for irrigation purposes, which was the contract we had with the United States.